It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Iranian foreign minister was on CNN today. He's Mohammad Zarif, and he sat down with CNN's Nick Peyton Walsh. Exclusive interview, and he said, without question, that if the U.S. or Saudi took a shot at them, things would escalate very quickly. And then Nick Peyton Walsh asked,
what would be the consequence of an American or a Saudi military strike on Iran now?
An all-out war.
You make a very serious statement there, sir.
Well, I make a very serious statement about defending our country. I'm making a very serious statement that we don't want war. We don't want to engage in a military confrontation. We believe that a military confrontation based on deception is awful. We'll have a lot of casualties. But we won't blink to defend our territory.
Okay.
Chilling statement.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be helpful if you didn't blow up the oil fields to start this thing. I mean, that's you know, one way of looking at it.
Why do they want to make that up, that it was from Iranian territory? The Yemenis have announced responsibility for that. They have provided information about that. They have answered all the Saudi disinformation campaign about the fact that they launched this attack against Saudi Arabia in self-defense. Now, they want to pin the blame on Iran in order to achieve something, and that is why I'm saying this is agitation for war.
Okay. All right, well, okay, so we had Congressman Kinzinger on yesterday, who is a, you know, even in this era of you're not quite sure what you're listening to when you're hearing it, right?
Right.
In politics, the he's a pretty straight shooter, always has been with us, and he said he expressed great confidence in the intelligence that he has seen, that the stuff that is available in open source, that there is a clear way by which we would know that the Iranians were involved in it, and he believes that they were. Now, having said that, for the Iranian foreign minister to then blame Yemen for this, okay. Well, the problem is that the Yemenis are financed and instructed and trained by the Iranians. You know, so it's the whole thing, it's a bad provocation. The problem is that Iran has been a malignant actor in the region for 40 years, and even more so now than they've ever been. They're emboldened slightly because, you know, for a lot of other reasons, but the Russians, the Chinese, that, you know, everybody's kind of interested in what's happening here. Syria is up for grabs. Everybody is jockeying for position. And this is a very dangerous time in this very dangerous space. And they're trying to push. And, you know, as critical as I've been of the president for a lot of, you know, things, this is one of those moments where we all have to kind of turn and look at this and decide where are we as Americans. Now, the president, I give him credit for this. When he said that, you know, he doesn't want to jump in to war here, as Lindsey Graham, he kind of castigated or chastised Lindsey Graham over the weekend for shooting his mouth off, you know, about the weakness that, you know, we had a bad response to them before by not doing anything after the drone shoot down. I think that the president's instinct to keep his powder dry until absolutely necessary, you know, is one of the more admirable things he's done as president. So we'll just have to see. I don't think this, I wouldn't want to rush necessarily into this, but there does have to be a conversation.
13% of people in the U.S., according to a poll today, would back the U.S. military going into conflict supporting Saudi Arabia is a result of this. 13%.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
One in four say the U.S. should remove itself entirely from the affairs of the region, let Saudi Arabia handle its issues itself. Congressman Kinzinger gave the argument about why we need to be involved. You can't let that whole region blow up.
Right.
And
Saudis are not our buddies either. I mean, as much as we want to you know, we want to get along with them. We've always had sort of that, you know, that's like, well, you know, they live in that neighborhood. We know they got to do what they got to do. They were never good friends with Israel. They were never good friends with a lot of the other players in the region. The majority of the September 11th hijackers came from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
I remember that.
Right. Bin Laden himself, Bin Laden's father was a big industrialist and real estate guy in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I mean, this is, and they've been exporting a sort of a dumb guy version of their foreign policy and an interpretation of the Islamic religion that is oversimplified, very much oversimplified for the express and specific purpose of creating jihadis, and that is something that is just. It's a tough place for us to be. So, I'm just saying, watch this space. Checking in at
number four.
All right. Speaking of great political analysis and prognostication, the NBA, you know, is just rife with great philosophers of politics and social movement. There are a few. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, there are a few. Charles Barkley comes to mind immediately. In an interview on SiriusXM, slammed Democratic politicians for taking the African-American vote for granted and highlighted his experience working with Senator Doug Jones during his 2017 special election victory against the disgraced state Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore.
When I campaigned with Doug Jones in Alabama, I said, Doug, I'm going to support you and I'm going to try to get every black person in Alabama to vote for you. And it worked out. We won for the first time in 40 years. But I says, we need to start holding you Democrats accountable because they've been taking black people's vote and they only talk to black people every 4 years. All these politicians only talk to black people every 4 years because they want their vote. Oh, actually, the Republicans don't. The Democrats do. But when they get elected, they do nothing in the 4 years in between.
Well, it's interesting. There was a time where people thought he was going to run for the U.S. Senate.
Oh, right. Remember, he was named a number of times for governor as well.
In Alabama.
He's thrown his name out there for a number of positions.
Here's where he lands on Trump voters and the economy.
First of all, I don't think everybody who voted for Trump is racist. I think some of them are. But this thing started way, way back. You notice now that all these malls and places are closing because people are doing all their shopping online, that has a negative effect. That's not the president's fault. It wasn't Barack's fault. It won't be Trump's fault. And now there's a cumulative effect. And now we're trying to get it all back from China.
I think we replace Biden with this guy.
Makes a lot more sense than Dennis Rodman, for sure.
But. Oh!
It's so a different
funny.
Planet.
Funny you should mention Dennis Rodman, also the NBA. Yes, oh. Dennis Rodman joined Fox and Friends this morning.
People don't understand is that I'm actually changing the world.
In what way?
In what way? Just like Donald Trump said, you know, let's make America great. And Dennis Rodman's trying to change the world and all the things I'm doing. So I'm trying to get my life better, stuff like that.
Okay. He didn't name one thing that
right.
he did.
Well, he's trying to get
like
his
that.
Life better. That makes the world better. That makes us
well,
all
that
better.
That might improve things.
Yeah, if as long as he feels good, it's okay. But here's the chilling thing.
Okay.
Here's the chilling thing. This is what he said about Kim Jong-un.
I just think the fact that I did have an impact on some of the things that's happened in North Korea. And I think that the fact that Donald Trump is doing a great job is trying to connect us.
Can the president make a deal with him?
I think he can. And I think the fact that people better watch out for this. Kim Jong-un will be in America in 18 to 24 months, I guarantee. He's coming to do one thing, to visit America.
Why do I believe him?
Oh, I think 24 months is wrong.
Why do you say that?
Well, 18 to 24 months.
Oh, because
you
the
know,
president
the election,
would be.
Yes, would be in between. And there's, elections. I think there's a possibility that Donald Trump doesn't win the election. So... I don't think Kim Jong-un, I don't think Biden's having Kim Jong-un or my new president, President Barkley, is going to have him over
is
either.
Is there still time for him to get in?
I think so. And what is it? Rahm Emanuel was the one who said he doesn't think that the guy who's going to be a man or woman who's going to be the nominee is in the race
That's
yet.
That's what I heard. And I thought, there are a lot of people in the race right now.
Yeah.
I thought we were sort of whittling down the pack, but maybe there are more entrants to come. And one could be Dennis Rodman or Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm. Or Rahm Emanuel.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Emanuel Buttigieg.
Could happen.
All right. It's time to find out from Kim what's happening in the news at the bottom of the hour.
Roe, Amazon wants to lower its carbon footprint. We'll tell you how an Illinois company is involved coming up.
Sunday on WGN-TV, celebrate the 25th anniversary of the hit TV show Friends with the pilot episode and episodes of memorable moments. It's 25 years of Friends, Sunday night at 6 on WGN-TV.
All right, the Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
Seems like every show is celebrating a 25-year anniversary
and
this year.
And it all falls right at the same time. Yeah. The WGN-TV morning show included.
Right. ER, now the newest one to celebrate 25 years.
25 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, Juliana Margulies, you know, who starred in the show for the first six seasons, right?
You know her.
And then went on to, she came back in the last season, the finale. But she's been on The Good Wife for the last number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks it's very interesting that because ER has moved its way over to streaming services,
mm-hmm.
that she's having a bit of a resurgence.
No one would stop me in the street about Carol Hathaway in the last 10 years. It was always Alicia. Suddenly there's this younger generation coming up going, wait, are you Nurse Hathaway? And it's this whole resurgence of a life I lived almost 20 years ago. And it's remarkable to see that that show is aging so beautifully that it doesn't really age at all.
That is pretty remarkable.
We're so happy for her.
Well, why not? How many shows do that?
That's true. Well, that Clooney, right?
Well,
I mean, you think about that.
Yeah.
Right? Clooney had been on, what is it, Facts of Life or whatever? What the hell show was he on? It
was what on, was he on?
Not
ER.
Facts of Life.
No, I only know him from ER.
No, he was on a show before that.
Like a regular show?
Yeah, one
show?
Of the kids' sitcom shows.
Oh, gosh.
Facts of Life, right?
He was on Facts
yeah.
of Life?
Yeah, it was a boyfriend or something on Facts
oh,
of Life.
Oh,
right?
Okay, and so then, he was like a guest role kind of on...
Well, I was, you know, I was a regular at the end of the
Didn't
run
he
there.
Appear on Friends as
I
well?
I watched Facts of Life.
Yeah, but he appeared on Friends as in a crossover episode with Noah Wiley as potential dates.
Oh, right. I remember him, too.
For Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox. Been a... Because it was because those were the two shows started same time on NBC on Thursday nights, right? That was the Seinfeld night,
yeah.
And Mad About
Thursday
You
nights.
And that and you know all that stuff. So pretty interesting. Pretty interesting, or not? All right, and checking in now at
number 2.
Okay, who is not a fan of a little impromptu serenading? This happened in a store, a Walmart Supercenter in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Nice.
Two people going down, two strangers apparently, going down an aisle. One's humming, one's singing. They stop, they have a little conversation, and they decide they're going to do a duet. How about that? I don't know. When does this happen?
Cool.
If This World Were Mine by Luther Vandross and Cheryl Lynn, they decide, hey, do you know the words to that? Yeah, I know the words to that. Uh-huh. Then they started singing it, and then people started going, hey, I'm going to make a viral video.
I give you the flowers, the birds, and the and if your love beside me, that would be all I need. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
You know, you gotta have the chops to pull that off.
I mean, perfect harmony. Look at that in the Walmart. What a beautiful moment. How often do you see something like that?
Might be the nicest thing you've ever seen in a Walmart.
Excuse me. I got to get my Tide Pods. Could you just move out of the way?
Move out of the way. Yeah, somebody had to do that, right? So, I mean, this is, that is so great. How cool is that? I was once at O'Hare, and this guy stood up on top in the food court of a table, got on top, and he started doing opera. And all of us just stopped, and it was just another beautiful moment, much like this one, where people are just like...
I kind of called security.
No, I thought it was O'Hare. It was amazing.
I don't want anybody
He was so good.
I don't want anybody not even walking in a straight line at O'Hare. I get very nervous about the whole thing. All right.
That's
and
cool.
Finally.
number one.
So it was Mitchell Trubisky's day at Hallis Hall. He had to answer questions. Because last week he was told he shouldn't answer questions. So this week he was asked just really this simple question.
How is your confidence right now?
It's good. It's good. You just got to believe, like, this week is going to be the week. So we haven't been executing the way we want to. There's definitely some things that we're missing on film, but we're coming together, and we're correcting them. And the most important thing to me is that my guys still believe in me. I believe in myself, and that we're one unit. We're together. We're sticking together. And we're going to do what we got to do to correct it. And we got to believe that, like, this offense can explode at any minute because of the playmakers and the special guys we have in the locker room. So we just got to keep believing in that, believe in the plan, have a great week of practice, and then go out there and execute it on game day. That's most important.
All right. That's what you want to hear, Ro.
I did not believe that he believed any of the words that he just said.
How much did you memorize? How much did you mean it?
My guys are behind me. I'm behind him. Yeah, that's right. I like Pierre.
Right. That's what's most important.
OB, what do you think?
He throws 3-yard passes, 6-yard passes. How many times when you ever see him trying to extend a pass maybe over 15 yards? One time he overthrew the receiver by 5 feet and threw it 8 yards out of bounds. Somebody explain to that kid that you got to be in bounds.
Oh, no. Well, let's hope Monday night is great. So,
yeah, let's hope.
Let's just hope.
I got hope. Yeah. Hey, listen,
hope and prayer. Does that count?
Yeah.
For football?
He is our only hope. Right?
Well, thanks to Dennis Rodman working on himself, I think it will get better because apparently the rest of the world will get better. So
true.
That includes Trubisky.
Right, exactly. Maybe Dennis Rodman can come over and help Mitch Trubisky feel better about himself.
That's not too hard.
I look out for this thing. Right. Guess what? I love when Dennis does that.
Guess what?
That's three martinis in when Dennis says, guess what?
And you don't want to ask what.
Yeah. I don't want to. Right.
I don't want to
know.
You don't ask what.
You're in charge of our thermonuclear negotiations.
Just stay focused.
with North Korea. Because that's the world we live in.
Watch out for this.
Oh, boy. Yeah. How many times do you think he said that? That's like a, that, I mean,
it's
that's
a go-to
a,
line.
That's
for
a
Dennis.
Nightly occurrence right there, don't you think?
Watch out for this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. All right. That's going to hurt. All right, let's see. You know what we got to do here? We got to close this thing up, and then we got to do the news.
The top five at five.